Happiness. 19 minutes past 8. Now, this morning on The Breakfast Show, get your vocal cords ready, ladies and gentlemen, because we may sing along as we are joined by a tuneful family taking the internet by storm. Here to tell us a little bit about singing in lockdown and how it has turned them into a viral sensation, I will momentarily be introducing you to the fabulous Marsh family from Faversham. But first, if you've not witnessed them in action, wrap your ears around this beauty.
Third lockdown,
2021, and it's a little bit lonely, no one's ever coming round.
Third lockdown,
2021, we bet we'd all be outside, but I'm still listening to the sound of the tears.
Third lockdown,
every day I'm treated like I offer in service, but they left it in the blink of an eye.
Third lockdown,
every now and then we get a little bit
jealous. Oh! They are magnificent. The Marsh family are Dad Ben, Mum Danielle, Alfie Thomas, Ella and Tess. Good morning to the Marshes.
Good morning.
Oh, look, the whole gang is there. Can I just say, you have been a hot favourite on our family WhatsApp group. Every time you bring out a new video, we're like, look what they've done now. This is incredible. I say morning first to Ben. Ben, tell us a little bit about what you do, you know, in your everyday life, not during lockdown. What's your proper job?
The proper job is a history lecturer at the University of Kent, where it's snowing a lot in Kent at the minute, so there'll be lots of happy students, I think, looking forward to some classes later on, early American history.
Fantastic. And Danielle, darling, what do you do normally?
Normally, I also work at the University of Kent. I work in the business school and I look after the PhD students. So I send them messages telling them they need to do stuff.
Fantastic. Well, listen, before you became internet sensations with your amazing performances, I do believe the first one was from Les Mis, way, way back in lockdown one. Are you performers in the family? Because I'm looking at those jobs thinking that's not typical sort of showbiz singing kind of events.
No, we're not performers per se. I mean, in my previous life, I was a teacher and Ben's a lecturer, so I suppose there's a bit of performance in that.
Yeah, of course.
But no, we are just happy amateurs, basically.
I absolutely. But you are phenomenal. You are phenomenal performers, and the kids as well. So where did the idea for the first song came and who adapted the lyrics?
Well, I usually sit down in my office or try and escape from family life and hide and write some ideas. So yeah, that one came out of us singing musicals and figuring out different roles. And then yeah, each one that we do, we kind of have a chat about what seems to work. So the latest one was a reflection of kind of everyone feeling a bit 2021 and in the grind and thinking if there's some way that we can find a smile in there, a way to make it fun or funny. Not to belittle everything that's going on, but it's been hard lately for so many people. So yeah, raising a smile, raising a laugh, it's worth a try.
Yeah, fantastic. And also, what a great thing to do with the kids. Had you realised, Danielle, that your kids were such talented singers before this?
Well, we've always just sung with them. I mean, literally since they were tiny. It was a really cheap present for the grandparents, to be honest. We used to do little songs and that was their Christmas present. So it started off just like that. And then I suppose with most things, the more you do it, the better you get at it. And it's not like they were kind of born in four-part harmony at all. It's just, we've had a bit of time and Ben particularly is the musician and all the kids play stuff. But it's just been something that we've played around with and it's never been very pressured. Like, on the days when they don't want to do it, we don't do it. So it's just been a bit fun, to be honest.
Oh, it's been so much fun to see you. And you are so brilliant together. Is Alfie there? So let's say hello to Alfie. Alfie's 14. Alfie, how much fun have you had making these videos?
Well, the final take is normally the most fun, if I'm honest. Most of the time we need quite a few before we can enjoy the results. And normally there's quite a few tears before.
I love the honesty. That is real family life for you as well. Let's say hello to Thomas. Thomas is 13. Thomas, be totally honest with me. How's the homeschooling been going? I mean, if mum and dad are teachers, is there a lot of pressure?
Yes, yeah, well, generally me and Alfie are kind of stuck in our bedroom trying to do most things independently, and it's obviously not going to be as productive as real still life would be, but, you know, it's just, I think it's as good as it could be in this situation. Our teachers are doing brilliantly, so...
Oh, yeah, well said, Thomas. I must say hi to Ella and Ted. We've got to do the whole family, haven't we, now? Ella, hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Which has been your favourite song to sing with the family, Ella?
I really enjoyed the One Day More, to be honest. Oh. It was kind of the beginning of our journey, but it kind of, it was really cool to kind of portray our despair and what was going on around us.
Despair is a great word for it. And we'll say hi to Tess. Tess, who's 9. Hello, Tess. How are you?
Good, thank you.
How exciting has it been, Tess, to see the millions of people who've been watching your videos? You are internet sensations. Is that a good feeling for you?
Yeah, because we've always been singing in our family. And then when we did One Day More, suddenly we had millions of people liking our video and stuff.
I know, it's got millions of people have liked your videos. If you want to see the Marsh family's latest videos, you can check out their YouTube. Just search for the Marsh family. Quickly before you go, Ben, what's the next song you're going to do? And will there be a performance, a live performance one day? I feel like you need to take the show on the road when you're allowed.
Oh, that's going to be a bit of a challenge, because the lovely thing about doing it in your pyjamas in the living room is you can just try again and try again. The idea of doing something live is frankly quite frightening. And there's the old adage about children and animals, and sometimes these guys are both not up in the way. we'll have a think about the next one. We haven't made any decisions yet, but we've got a few ideas knocking around.
Oh, well, I tell you what, we would love to welcome you to The Breakfast Show on Radio 2 sometime soon. When we're allowed, please come in and sing for us in the studio. We would love that. We'll give you a couple of takes if you need it. Thank you so much. You are fabulous. The Marsh family, ladies and gentlemen, Ben and Danielle and Alfie, Thomas, Ella and Tess, check out their videos. They will cheer you up of a day. Brilliant work.